Hi, gorgeous. Welcome to this week's Angel Message. I'm Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium. This is our time we get to spend together communicating with the angels, bringing through their energy and their messages so that you can go through the week feeling protected, guided, and in alignment with your highest good. That's what I want for you, and that's what your angels want for you. So I've already got some cards pulled for you today. So let's begin. Now, if you feel like you need a little bit more energy this morning, just wrap your hands together, sort of 10, 20 seconds, and feel that field of energy building between your hands. And then you can give yourself that energy and ask the angels to place their hands over your hands and send it into your heart chakra, into your physical heart, and ask for the energy, the power, and the strength to get through your week, but not just get through it. You know, to get through it in a joyful, peaceful, abundant way, to reach the end of the week better than you started. Healed, healthy, whole, prosperous, abundant, joyful, creative, inspired. And so it is. You can give energy to yourself like that at any point. You can even give it to water that you're drinking to inspire it and fill it with magical properties to help you as you move forward. So this week, I've already invoked the angels. I've asked for and invited the presence of Archangel Michael and his band of mercy angels, because I feel like we just need that extra boost this week. He is our angel of the month of July, because we're working with him and some other archangels for the Releasing Energy Thieves event, which is at the end of July. I'll put details of that in the caption and the comments for you. So we asked, angels, what messages do you have for us this week? What do we most need to know? And I wasn't surprised to see this one, but it did come through with a lot of power and strength. This is from a very old deck of mine called Archangel Michael Oracle. I haven't even got the books in front of me. And the message is, lean on the angels and God for support. Now, Archangel Michael has his arms spread outwards, and he's saying, stop trying to do everything by yourself. Stop trying to struggle with this problem, these people, manifesting what it is that you want, trying to do it on your own. That's a trick of the ego, that we're sort of dysfunctionally independent. I can remember one of the authors from Hay House, Robert Holden, saying that dysfunctional independence. It's like we try so hard to do everything by ourselves, and we forget that we've got angels. We forget that we've got spiritual help right there beside us. And if we try to do everything by ourselves, it means that we're being driven by the ego, the fear mind, the part of us that believes it's separate from the divine and the angels, the part of us that thinks that all of that is claptrap and this is a hard world and we've just got to struggle and everything is against us. When we start believing that, we manifest that path. And it's like every day is hacking through the weeds, you know, trying to deal with all the stuff that comes our way. We don't have to go that way. We can be guided, protected, on the path of the angels. Now, that doesn't mean they take over and do everything for us. No, because that's why we volunteered for a physical body. We were like, we're going to go into a physical life. But it doesn't mean we're on our own either. So little miracles can happen, synchronicities, opportunities, signs, stuff to keep your faith high, little bits of magic along the way, so that you're not forever fighting and struggling. So here it says, dear God and the angels, I give you whatever you're struggling with. Just say, angels, I give you what I'm struggling with right now completely into your hands. And I completely get myself out of the way and allow your intervention, divine miracles and healing to take place. And that will happen for me through every single situation this week. So that's what the angels are asking you to do. You don't have to do it by yourself. All right. I asked what could be blocking you this week. And this card came forward. Now, this is very, very interesting. The words of the card are about somebody being trusting somebody. Now, I don't want to put fear in your mind, okay? Because our fear, our mind can be crazy sometimes. It can make up stories about things. So this is asking you to trust. You got to trust yourself and your intuition before you can trust anyone else, right? If you put all of your faith in other people, of course they're going to let you down because they're human people. They make mistakes. Everyone's being, you know, dealing with their own stuff. So you have to trust yourself and trust the angels. But they are making you look at relationships and situations where you may have been repeatedly let down, disrespected. There may be misunderstandings and miscommunications that can happen as well. And look at, okay, where are you placing your trust and faith? Listen to your intuition and what it's telling you. It's not asking you to be paranoid, because that's not intuition. Paranoia is not intuition, right? If you randomly think, oh, this person's against me. But if you look at repeated behavior and repeated stuff, there may be some situations where you're misplacing your trust, or maybe you're even questioning those situations. They're going, okay, maybe we've got to have a chat. Maybe we've got to have a communicate here. And this is something that you need to deal with. As it being in the block position, if the angels are asking that you open your heart, because if you close your heart, you create more of what you fear. You know, you've got to open your heart, and that helps you to communicate, to see the other side of situations sometimes. But don't do it so much that you are damaging yourself. You know, sometimes, I know I was like this when I was younger, and I'm probably still a bit like this, honestly, where you ignore the red flags and you just go, oh, this person's a divine light like me, and you know, I shouldn't really think badly of them. Whereas, you know, the red flags are, and the sirens are going off and saying, you need to not ignore that behavior or what they've said or what they've done. You know, because not, you know, no one's perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. But you, sometimes we need to know we can trust the people that we're putting our trust in, and sometimes we can't trust them. So you know what I'm saying here. I'm not telling you to be paranoid. So the Archangel Michael will help you with this. He will protect your energy and guide you in the right direction. So you can say, Archangel Michael, please show me what I need to know about this situation or this relationship. Sometimes we've got to see the truth before we can make a decision. The guidance. Thank you, Archangel Michael. This is so beautiful. You have to remember to shield yourself. Now, shielding yourself isn't building a wall around yourself so you don't feel anything or that you don't let anyone in. Shielding is more like a filter that allows you to see, feel, hear, know everything, to feel the truth, to let your intuition tell you the truth about things. But it acts as a filter in that you're not taking on the toxins, the heavy energy, the fear. You know, sensitive people tend to be sponges, not in a toxic way. It ends up being toxic, but you're so sensitive that you're absorbent, and you tend to unconsciously take on the pain and the fear in the world around you. And sometimes you can get your thoughts and feelings confused with other people's thoughts and feelings because you're so absorbent. So shielding stops you being so absorbent. It doesn't close your heart or build a wall. What it does is allows you to be sensitive and open-hearted without carrying the pain, absorbing other people's toxic energy. Because sometimes people are going through stuff, right? Lots of people are going through stuff right now. And you don't want them projecting their pain and anger or frustration out on you. You know, don't take it personally. Doesn't just mean don't accept it as your responsibility. It also means don't let it penetrate your aura and start affecting the way you think and feel about yourself and your light and your life and the decisions that you're making. Some people, you can't fix them. You can't heal them. You can have compassion for them, but you still need a boundary that says, yep, you keep your toxic energy over there. I'm keeping my energy safe. Ask Archangel Michael to provide you with his energetic shield. I'll show you how to do that in the class that I'm doing on the 26th of July, Releasing Energy Thieves, where we're going to be cutting cords to stop toxic, draining, narcissistic relationships, psychic vampires, energy thieves, or any situation that has drained your energy long-term or short-term. So surround yourself in Archangel Michael's purple light. Visualize it as an impenetrable shield around you, knowing in your mind it's impenetrable. If you give your power away, that person's much more powerful than me, that person's negative thoughts are really able to affect me, or that person's got it in for me. Sure, sometimes that does happen, but if you give them your power, then it's going to be so much worse. You have to take your power back and say, nothing is as powerful as the light. Archangel Michael is my protector. and I'm going to use my feet to walk away from things that do not serve me. And so it is, amen. I just got goosebumps saying that. So you can shield yourself, your possessions, your business, your finances, your loved ones, your pets. Surround them in Archangel Michael's light. Ask Archangel Michael to do it for you, and all you need to do is visualize or know it's there. I love this. The outcome for this week is this beautiful card. Look how Archangel Michael is using his bow and arrow to point in a certain direction. Now, that's Archangel Michael's symbol for set your intentions and stay on track. Right? If he had a blindfold on and he was like, where am I firing? It's the equivalent of not staying on track with your goals and intentions. You know, what is your intention right now? What is it you're wanting to create? Are you trying to grow your healing business? Are you trying to, I know so many of you are healers and empaths and light workers in my audience. So are you writing a book? Are you wanting to heal your relationships? Are you, what is it that you're doing right now? Be careful of distractions. And that's where shielding comes in. You know, sometimes when we're on a track for something positive, drama will flare up like little bonfires going off, you know, all over the place. And it's like, you think you're walking on the path, but you get distracted by another person's negativity towards you, another person's criticism or judgment of you, someone who trolled you on the internet, someone who rings you up to tell you their latest drama. And what that does is it sucks. It's an energy thief. It takes away your power, your focus, your time, your energy. And then you get to the end of another week and another month and you haven't worked on the thing that was most important to you. Now, that's not a coincidence. This stuff happens almost for a reason. One is when you're trying to raise your vibration, you know, raising your vibration is raising, uplifting your life, taking your life to a new level, a happier, more positive, more abundant, joyful, soul-aligned level. That includes your mindset. That includes your emotions, right? So you're healing. We're on a healing journey, all of us. So what happens is sometimes the people in your orbit, they might be family, they might be friends, they might be colleagues, they might be even strangers on the internet, and they're like feeling triggered by you starting to improve your life. So as they see your light shining more brightly, they go. And what they can do then is try to bring you down. And sometimes this is not conscious. This is back brain behavior for a lot of people who have not worked on themselves. They're like, I don't like that. I don't like you anymore because you know, they feel competitive. They compare themselves to you or whatever it is, jealousy, anger, or they're just so fed up of their own deal and they don't know how to heal it that they just empty a whole truckload of it onto you. Because you're a nice person, right? And you're not going to be mean to them. So there's a couple of reasons why that happens. Another reason why that happens is that it's almost like the energy balancing. So have you ever noticed when you've been through a period of hardship? Maybe, you know, you had a horrible relationship breakup. And then after that, you come through the hard stuff, you come through the healing, and then you're inspired. You're more focused, you're more excited, you're clear about what you want, and you start to change your life. Sometimes negative things do come in to kind of act as a, you know, like a bungee rope pulling you back so that your takeoff is even more, you know, amazing. Like you go even further in life. So that's something that can happen. So I'm not asking you to go, oh, great, thanks so much for insulting me. What I'm saying to you is cut your cords, release that situation, fix it, sort it, let it go, whatever you need to do, and then forgive it and say thank you for the blessing because you've just given me more impetus to move forward. So there's a lot of reasons why this stuff happens, but one of the reasons is that our ego is like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable being happy, abundant, peaceful. I think I need a bit of drama in my life. You know, so what the angels are saying to you is shield your energy from all of those slingshots and arrows, and then keep focused on your targeted intention. Just see them as distractions and don't let them drag you into the pit with them, right? That's not where you're going. You're going up, not down. So if someone calls you and goes, I must tell you this massive drama that's going on for me this week, you say, okay, I'm actually working on something right now, but, you know, let's talk about this at a later date. Or, you know, if you're healing, then you help them, but if they're paying you. But what I'm saying is don't let yourself be distracted. Notice it before it comes up. All right, I love this for you. Archangel Michael is saying shield, and that is going to naturally repel those lower energies anyway. It just does, because if your shield is up, no dark, especially Archangel Michael, that's why we work with angels, because they're so high vibrational. They're like spiritual bodyguards, you know, they just repel. Darkness takes one look at the angels that are surrounding you and goes, oh, I'm off the other way. I'm not going to go near that one. So put your angels around you, Archangel Michael's shield, have him walk with you through your tough times and tough days. And then that will repel the negative energy that's trying to come your way. You've got to keep your mind in that ilk as well. You know, I am safe. I'm protected. I'm guided. I'm on my way to abundance. I'm on my way to joy. I'm already accepting joy and success in my life. And that old part of me has gone. That old victim, that powerlessness, that thing that I've learned a new way. All right. So I'm wishing you a very prosperous and abundant week. Do you want to do a quick card pick? Ask the angels a question. What guidance do you have for me? And then decide if you want the purple card or the golden yellow card. If you chose the purple card, it's Archangel Haniel, the angel of the full moon and the moon cycles. There's dolphins in this card, which reminds me of animal messengers. You remember the dolphins came up last week's reading. Seek soul satisfaction and fan the flame of inner happiness. This is, again, the bubbles with the dolphins in, putting her wishes out to the moon. This is telling you to start focusing on what's important to your soul and not being distracted by distractions, dramas, small things that don't matter. The angels are really pushing you to get on your soul path right now. If you chose the golden card, which I appear to have put down and can't find. Oh, here it is. It was blue like the other one. The Seven of Michael. He's saying you're about to choose a path that isn't right for you. You need to choose a new one. So it might not be that the path is wrong. It just might be a way of going down that path. There's just new information that's going to make it easier for you. So there's a better course of action available to you. Being by yourself or trying to figure it all out by yourself might not be the best way. Call on your angels. Archangel Michael is guiding you. And check the small print. Check the small print. Okay. Sending you so much love. Have a beautiful week. You're invited to join my Releasing Energy Thieves Zoom event next, the 26th of June, which is Friday in Australia. It's the 25th of June in the US. And it's a Zoom event, 90 minutes, Releasing Energy Thieves, with a deep clearing. We're going to do a huge cord cutting for you, releasing all the energies that have been draining you and holding you back. Anything that's been impacting you, you know, that the angels were talking about, how to protect yourself afterwards. And you'll also learn some techniques to prevent negative energy from affecting you so much or draining your energy. So link is in caption or the comments. And if you'd like to book in with me for a private reading, I also still do those. You can go to my website. Angel blessings. Have a beautiful week.